We planted the first missionary church up there in the city, in a part of the city called Icuarací. We call that our Icuarací church. As I mentioned, we've been there since 2008. We're able to build that building. You see in the lower right-hand corner some of the different ministries, our service on the left, up on the right. I'll talk about that picture a little later, but we're actually having to send our nephew, who I talked to you about, Dan, moved to San, no, it was somebody else, moved to San Paulo and down there, up on the upper right-hand corner. That's actually at our house, but meeting with our young people there. But what's really been our concentration, actually, these past 2 years, and where I want to bring sort of the greater update, is up on the map, a place called Moju. It's along the Moju River, and we work in a community there called Jukiri. Our church has been there for about 14 years now, a presence there. We actually started underneath a mango tree with a bunch of kids, and we go out and do sort of like I just forgot the term in English, like a VBS, just a one-day VBS with them. We call it a happy day. That grew. We eventually got a pavilion built there. If you remember, over the years, our prayer letters and speaking. In this past few years now, we've been able to actually build a permanent building out in Jukiri. To the left, you'll see that's what I call the annex. That's the first phase, or a church building there. And you'll see to the right, our congregation, along with some visitors from the community. But I want to talk about that couple right in the very middle there, Pastor Jonas and Virginia. Pastor Jonas has the aqua shirt, aqua green, aqua blue colored shirt, and his wife, Virginia, in the black shirt. They were very key to us up until about 2019. We always called the work out along the Moju River sort of a preaching point. It was a place where we'd go out, we'd share the gospel, we'd meet with kids. We might get out two times a month if we were doing well. Pastor Jonas and Virginia in 2018 came out, visited with us, fell in love with the work there. He's a retired pastor from down south in Brazil, and they came up. He came out of retirement and for 3 years spent with us from 2019 to 2022, 3 years with us at the Jukiri Church. And it was during their stay there, of course, they were there through COVID. Very key, them being there through that. We always see God's plans, sometimes in retrospect, but we were so happy they were coming, but we saw how important that was, because there were times during the COVID where we literally could not go out to along the Moju River. There were literally police blocks where you couldn't leave one city and go to the next. But God had placed them out there. And all through COVID, even though there were restrictions on how you can meet and all, they would go house to house and sometimes through a window or having people come out to a porch of their home. They were ministering the gospel, checking in on people, seeing how they were doing, praying. And it was during that time that we began to realize, you know, this church is going to be more than just a preaching point. We're beginning to see a body of Christ, something bigger forming out there. And it was so great for us to be able to see that. So in 2019, actually during the pandemic, we were actually able to buy a piece of property, get it registered, and actually began building what I call the annex there during the pandemic. And then we inaugurated it on Palm Sunday in 2022. And it was just God working. It seemed so impossible that something like that could happen, even with all the pandemic and that going on. But God isn't prohibited by a pandemic. Even when governments are saying you can't meet, this, that, the other, God continues to work. And it was just kind of a miracle to see all that happen. And we thank Pastor Jonas and Virginia very much from the bottom of our hearts, because they were there in that consistent presence of the church, of ministering to people during a very hard time. In 2023, they felt that it was going to be time for them to go back into retirement, that they had contributed what they could well into their 70s. And that picture I have there is actually during the our despedida, when we're saying goodbye to them and had our goodbye service with them. But we're so thankful for what they contributed. But that kind of left us with a problem. From Beling, where Conte and I live, out to Jukiri is about a 3-hour trip, just one way to get out there. And suddenly, we were going to be without a pastor out there. So I was thinking we're going to have to fill in, make that trip every week, which for me really wasn't a problem, because during construction, I went out an awful lot. But God then provided for us. You'll see right beside Pastor Jean, a young man in a tan shirt. His name is Tiago. We affectionately call him Tiaguinho. And he is one of our seminary students who's going through our seminary. He was in his last year of seminary in that picture. And our church president, equivalent of bishop, he said he can stay here and be the pastor. He would be able to finish his seminary online. So Tiaguinho has been with us since 2023, now all through 2023, as pastor of the church out in Jukiri, which took pressure off of me to have to be out there every weekend. We were still out there quite a bit with construction, quite a bit on the weekends with services. But he has just done a wonderful job in his first year as pastor there. He's concluded his seminary course and now is working towards coming into the regular body of pastors. He has some other work to present himself, but to become one of our regular pastors in the denomination. One of the things he's really been able to do is connect with the youth and young people out there. And you'll see some up there are some pictures of things with the youth. He also plays guitar, and he started to give guitar lessons out at the church. And God opened up some wonderful things through this. Not only is he producing our next musicians, who just this week we got pictures of some of the girls you see sitting there. Today, this Sunday, they're a couple hours ahead, an hour ahead of us right now, this time of year. Each girl picked a song and played that for the worship. They would change out the so we're now having a worship team being formed through Chaguinho's efforts. Besides having our own church worship team being formed, it's also opened up doors for us in the school. Pastor Jonas in Virginia told us about they visited the school once and saw a whole room full of guitars. So Tiaguinho went, talked to the director, and made a deal with her that he would begin to give music classes with the guitars. He'd like to do it first with students from our church who also attend the school. And then later he'd open up. So the church invested in the guitars by changing the strings, cleaning them up. And Tiaguinho is now giving classes also to other school students, which opens up doors for us to know many other families. The community itself of Jukiri isn't a very large community, but because the school is there, the school boat goes up and down the river and brings kids twice a day to the school. In the morning is the elementary school, and in the afternoon is the junior high and high school. So Tiaguinho makes those connections, is now giving lessons to students who don't necessarily come to our church, getting to know them. We'll eventually get to know the parents. As these kids learn the guitar, of course, we're going to have recitals that they can come to the church and do the recital and bring the parents. So it's opened up a great door of opportunity for us to reach out beyond just the community where we are, and reach the kids who are actually brought to us by the school boat as it goes up and down the river. So we see God really doing some tremendous things out there in Jukiri and opening up doors for us in the community. Of course, if you've been following our prayer letters, you know this past July was a summer that we were very busy in. We had a teen missions team come. This was very significant for Conce and I, because back in 1987, I went to teen missions as a team member to Brazil. That's what originally took me there. And we made an evangelistic film, which Conce participated in, and that's how we met. And later in 1991, we're married, and that's just the whole another story in itself, but it was so great for us this past summer in July of 2023, 36 years after I had gone to Brazil as a team member, to now host a teen missions team coming as missionaries. And this team, they helped us begin the construction of our sanctuary. Remember, I've been referring to the existing building as the annex. We built the annex first because that has the bathroom, plumbing, it has an upstairs for a dormitory, a large room downstairs where we're meeting. But that room downstairs is already getting too small, and we needed the sanctuary. And in God's timing, again, this was after waiting for three years, we were finally able to get a teen missions team down there to help us. And it was a great time. That's us laying out the building there. We began to make a lot of trips out there. The back of my car, that's a stove in the back of the car. We had to get a bigger stove out there to help with the team, the 24 people coming, and begin to order our bricks and the gravel and the sand. In the meantime, as we were preparing for them to come, we went through Mother's Day, both at the Moju Church, the Jukiri Church, and the church in Iquitasi. At Jukiri, we had a ladies' tea that Sunday morning and got a lot of the ladies who don't come to church on a regular basis, but they came in for the tea, and we had an informal service. Our church service in Jukiri is always in the morning, so we can get back in the evening to Iquitasi for our church service, which is in the evening there. So we were able to be with the women in Jukiri that Sunday morning and then make the trip back and be with the women and the mothers at our Iquitasi service. And there we were getting everybody together to just have a prayer of blessing with the mothers, and had some light luncheon afterwards. Of course, then came the team. Again, lots more preparations, getting the lumber together, making a workbench for them, getting thousands of bricks in. We had to think about how are we going to feed them from the airport on the way out to that three-hour trip. We went to a truck stop, made a reservation there for a whole busload of gringos to come in, and they had their first meal at a truck stop there in Brazil, and it was just great. We began to notice this is going to be a really good team that we have here, really good attitudes with these kids. So they got to work, did everything from digging drainage ditches there to put our pipes in, to digging out around to start our foundation, doing the carpentry, getting forms ready, tying our steel that had to go in there. Lots and lots of work that they began doing the very first full day they were there. Of course, along with all the construction that they were doing, they also were there to minister. And they had different presentations to present to the church and to the community. And that's some with our kids, with our youth group, kids who are passionate about the Lord. Sometimes we think so much about, we see so much negative things about youth and so on and so forth. But I want you to know there's kids who still love the Lord, are passionate about the Lord, and took their whole summer vacation from school to come down and work hard in the tropics, who learned how to present and give testimonies and tell about what God was doing in their lives. And our community was very blessed through the testimony of these kids in all aspects. As far as the work goes, sort of the big day was when we were ready to pour the concrete floor for the church. The kids got up early, about 5 in the morning, so we could at 6 be out there on the work site and beat a little bit of the heat. Began mixing. I think we made 64 batches in the cement mixer, all by hand, all by bucket, all the material going into the cement mixer by bucket, all everything coming out, the concrete on the other side being handed up there by bucket. You'll notice in the bigger picture there on the left-hand side, a man sitting on a motorcycle in a small community, and we're out in the sticks out there in a small community when suddenly there's all these young people speaking English and they're working. Of course, that draws a lot of attention. to what's going on. And they're just observing these kids working there, asking questions, which again opens up more opportunities for us to share in the community. Tell them why we're here, why these kids would come. They're there on their vacation. They paid their own way to be there, you know, just to make that impact about what the Lord was doing there. So we had a great time with the team. This was the Sunday after they poured the concrete floor, and we had a baptism service down along the banks of the Moju River. And a wonderful time. Again, the team presented their testimonies we're giving. I had the privilege of sharing the word that day. Pastor Chaguinho did the baptisms down in the river. And it was just one of those very memorable days, both for our church and for the team, to see how God was working and how he was moving. The church bonded very well with the church. And down in the right-hand corner, we got the brainstorm to have everybody put a handprint on that. From our church, the team that was there, all of our kids, put a handprint there, just in memorial. We find oftentimes in the Old Testament that they would stack stones or do different things in memorial to a significant event that had happened among God's people. And this was our memorial to the summer of 2023. Significant event when these kids came. They helped us begin the building of our church. You'll see in the upper left-hand corner, they got the walls up to as high as they are there in that back-hand corner. A lot of sweat, a lot of work to get to that point, but they were so content because they began to see the walls to go up, but time is short, and they had a come back here to the United States for debrief and complete their summer. But we're so thankful with the impact that they made in the community of Jukiri and even with our church in Iquitasi, because they had opportunity to go and be a part of that. After the team left, we slowly were able to raise the walls, get it ready to receive the roof. My goal was by the end of the year in 2023 to get the roof on. And if you follow anything in our prayer letters, I went out and ordered lumber. We got the lumber from a local man there. And I knew the lumber was delivered. And suddenly I started to get messages. David, he didn't deliver the type of lumber you ordered. And you have to be very careful in Brazil what type of lumber you order, because termites and other bugs can get into it. You need a lumber that's resistant to that. So I went out along with the builder, the man who helps me, and we looked at the lumber, and it was the wrong kind. Now, in a small community, word gets around really fast. And there I found myself in a position, okay, what's David going to do? Pastor David going to do here? Ordered one thing, paid for one thing, and this guy brought something other. And the whole community is just, I could tell, they just wanted to see what I do. I'm saying, Lord, we want to have good testimony here. I knew I couldn't keep that lumber. So I talked to the man who provided it, and we worked it out. I told him, this lumber, I just have to reject. I said, this isn't my money I'm spending. I'm spending other people's money. We're building a church that we want to last for 100 years. I know this lumber isn't going to last 100 years here. It's going to give me problems. And he took it pretty well. He understood. He said, I'll return all your money. I said, okay. I said, there's no pressure on that, because I didn't want to have any bad feelings or anger. But it seems it all worked out. The whole community saw that through God's wisdom, it got handled. In a situation that was sticky, in a situation where you didn't want to have people mad, talking bad about the church, talking bad about the missionary, the pastors. And as far as I know, that whole situation just ironed out the church, and we were able to order lumber. I went to somebody else, got the proper lumber there. Didn't come by the end of the year, so we didn't get the roof on by the end of the year. But shortly after the beginning of this year, we were able to get it on. So in between the wrong lumber and getting the good lumber, of course, Christmas came. Christmas 2023. This was a special Christmas to us. because we were out there at Jukiri, and you'll see we have our mothers up there making a presentation, the youth making presentations, the kids making presentations. And for the very first Christmas out in Jukiri, Konse and I did nothing but go, watch, and take it all in. What I want to say about that, a body of Christ is forming there. It doesn't depend on the missionaries to be out there and organize it all, but it was all organized within the church out there. It's no longer just a preaching point out in Jukiri, but it's a church that's been planted there by the hand of God. And I truly do say by the hand of God when we were out there. To see people who are taking on passion, not only to be members of the church, but are growing in their faith and passionate about learning. I want to go back to, I think I skipped the picture. Okay. Just want to, I like to compare that to 2021 when it was just us, a picture. We were in that building and there was no plaster on the walls. There was no windows installed yet. And we were, you know, at that point of, we were actually out of money. Lord, how are we going to complete this building? And yet 2 years later, that annex is completed and there's a body of Christ in there functioning. So, we look at this here now. Lumber finally going on. We finally got the roof on the sanctuary. That's as far as we've gotten right now. The roof is on it, which was very key. And the reason I wanted to get it on by the end of 2023 is in January start the rains. So we got it on without too much rain coming in all over everything. And the church is sitting with the roof on, protected. And as we'll see later, if my pictures are working right, we still have, we're using it from time to time, even in its sort of its raw state. For those of you who like construction and things, I have some samples of the roof tile and some specimens from the roof lumber and things out on the table out there. You might have thought that strange seeing that stuff on the table when you walked in, but it all comes right here from the work site. And I convinced Konse even to put one of the heavier pieces of wood in her suitcase to come up here. So I have a lot to thank my wife about on that. As an added bonus, in February, we came up March 1st. In February of this year, well, right before we came up, the church denomination in Brazil gave us an offer to buy floor tile for both the downstairs and upstairs of the annex. And we were able to see the floor tile starting to go in. I love this picture on the bottom right. The first church people to use the church were the kids on Saturday. We call it Terra da Promessa, the promised land. That's the kids program on a Saturday morning. And they came in, and they were so happy that we had the ceramic tile on the floor. You'll notice they all took their shoes off, and none of them wanted to sit in a chair. They all wanted to go and sit on the floor, and they were just loved that floor. And Konse was able to pray with the kids, and our kids were the first ones to thank the Lord for that floor and for the use that there is. Interesting thing that day, that bird you see there came flying in one window and hit the window on the other side. Came down. We thought, oh no, hope it didn't break its neck. And one of my workers there, Andre, who's one of the, he's a father of some of the kids there. He picked it up and stroked it. These guys love their bird. It's funny because sometimes there are these, you know, pretty rough looking guys, but they love their birds and things. And he stroked it, put it by the window, and it finally took off and flew away. But it was just kind of like one of those neat visits that God sends your way. We weren't able to see the floor completed upstairs, but we've seen some pictures of it up there as well because we had left but for furlough by that time. Here's my Christmas 2021 slide. This was in the annex, and that Christmas was just us with our people. We go back to, you know, we were out of money, no windows, the building wasn't finished, but we decided we're going to have our Christmas program in there. and to compare that to 2023 and what the Lord did was wonderful. I like this verse here because back in Christmas of 2021 at our Christmas service, that was the best Christmas service ever in that rustic place. With people coming, I was probably our best attendance that we ever had there up until that time. We often think of Christmas. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. How many times have we come to a Christmas service and we recognize that Christ came, Emmanuel, God with us, that He came in the flesh, that He's making His dwelling among us. And in that Christmas service, we feel in our hearts that closeness to God. And then we go out and we're filled with what God has done for us. But when I think back to that service in 2021, when it really became evident to us, you know, God is raising up His people there, we preached on that Sunday morning, our Christmas service, and three people came forward to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. I've never been in a Christmas service where people came forward and accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And this whole verse, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us, took on a whole nother meaning for us. Because on that Sunday morning, He came and He indwelt people. He came and saved people. And His dwelling among us now, not only did Christ come in the flesh to go to the cross, be crucified, and raised victorious over sin, but Christ also came to indwell our flesh. And we are His hands and feet now. And when I go back to 2021 and just compare it to 23, and I see how much a difference God has made in His church in Jukiri, in that time, I'm just awestruck. I just think, wow, I couldn't have done that. That is God thing. That is God who is doing it. And you're a part of that. God uses us as tools down there. You support us. You pray for us. And we see God moving in tremendous ways. And when I compared those two pictures, I was just overwhelmed. One other thing. I am not a strategic planner. I can't even say it right. Eu não posso planejar estrategicamente. Sometimes it comes out easier in Portuguese. I'm not a strategic planner, but God is. I never planned. Well, in 2021, you know, we'll have this church almost built. By 2023, it'll be built. We'll have all of our church people involved in doing it then. We go with the flow with what God has. Jeremiah 29, 10 through 12, we can read, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I'm glad God is the planner. I'm glad we can go along, not just for the ride, but be a part of what He's doing. I always say, I plan like this. God points me in a direction, and then I just follow it and see what He's going to do. What's happened in Belém, in general, being able to go up to Belém, which is a whole story in itself, and more recently in Jukiri, has been God pointing in a direction, saying go. It requires obedience, and we go. One thing we know is God is only planning good things for us. We may not always know what's in our future. And sometimes we may think, well, how's that going to happen? Or what if this happens or that happens? But God has good things planned for us. And He declares that He will prosper us. He is not going to harm us. So there we are inside our new sanctuary. Remember I said it gets used from time to time. I look at that picture. I see again doorways with no doors, no windows in there, walls with no plaster, the conduits hanging there waiting for the wiring to go in. And I think, God, it's a miracle. A year ago, we didn't have this building there, but you sent a teen missions team right when we needed them. I look at those girls. A year ago, we didn't have guitar students. And when we were getting a little bit desperate, when Pastor Jonas and his wife Virginia left us, went back to in retirement, which they were ready to go back for that rest, and God provided us with Chaguinho, and he started teaching these girls. And then just this morning, I saw picture, video clips of them playing in our worship service at church this morning. I'm just marveled at God's plans, at what he does, the good things he has in store for us. And I think especially about these girls and our other young people at the church. Jukiri is a poor community, and there's not a lot of money there, poor in that sense, but it was a very poor spiritually community. It's a place, really an unreached place with the gospel. And to have been a part of being able to take the gospel there, seeing young people finding the Lord, we pray for these girls, pray for them, the temptations that are there, teenage pregnancy, people hardly bat an eye at out there in Jukiri. Girls as young as 13, 14, 15. But we have some beautiful young women here who are following Jesus. Every one of them has accepted Jesus. Pray for them that they'll be faithful, because God has wonderful things planned for their lives. God has things planned for their lives that won't harm them, but things that'll cause them to prosper. Just pray for our church, for our young people, our youth, families that we're reaching as we meet parents, a lot of parents involved in drinking and, you know, things going on out there. But yet there's a light shining through the church and what God is doing. The team that came, again, God had his plans. We saw the wonderful things God was doing. Something else that took us really somewhat by surprise, we went back to Londrina, where our first term was, back in November for our annual conference. We were able to visit the church. We helped to plant there. It was very encouraging to us because something that we had planted more than 20 years ago is still going. There's a body of Christ in there. It's a lighthouse to the community. People are finding the Lord. We've had now several young people who were just preteens when we were there have gone to seminary, have come through seminary, are now pastoring in our denomination in Brazil. And I want to just point out this one here, the Igarassu Missionary Church in Pernambuco. Pernambuco is on the northeast coast. In the beginning of December, after conference, we had the privilege to go there and visit. And these are our spiritual grandchildren. It dawned on me when we had opportunity to go to that, because one of those young preteens who was there when we were in Londrina went on to seminary. He went on to the northeast to a different city called Olinda, took over a church there, helped that church grow. He discipled young men who went on to seminary and are now ministering in different churches. But one of them went to this church here, Igarassu. And Pastor Rafael in the black church there, or in the black shirt there, and he founded this church. And this church here, is our spiritual grandchildren, because it was just through God working through the life of Anderson from our church in Londrina, who discipled Rafael, and Rafael went back to his hometown and started a church for the glory of God. I couldn't plan that. But God does. God, he has plans not to harm us, but to prosper us. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. We'd like you to continue to pray for us. And just a few things I have up here. Pray for opportunities at the school across the street from the church in Icorasi. I didn't talk much about Icorasi, but things are happening there. A week before we came up to furlough, a small team from our church went to a school that is literally right across the street from us in Beleng and presented an outreach program to the principal of that school and said we would be very interested in, as a church, coming in and reaching out to these kids. The principal loved it. She has to get the okay from the upper echelon of the school system there. And we're still waiting for an answer on that. Not so sure why it's taking so long, but just pray that we will get that in to the school there. And there we can have contact with 1,000 kids every time we go in there. Again, elementary school meets here in the morning and then high school in the afternoon. And there's so about 1,000 kids who cycle through that school on a given school day. Continue to pray for the good inroads in the community of Jukiri through the music course, learning how to play the guitar. We have good roads. We also are quite active, have teams that go out and do home-to-home visits, and very active there in Jukiri. Pray for the Sunshine Puppet Team, who is coming to us in July. They're based out of one of our EC churches, and we're so looking forward to them coming down. They're going to help us with our VBSs and evangelistic outreach. And looking forward to a great time. There's also going to be another teen missions team coming, working with another organization close by, and we're kind of just going to kind of be in the background, sort of as backup and helping them as they go through that. So that's going to be exciting. We'll have the team we're responsible for, the Sunshine Puppet Team, in July, and also another teen missions team that we're kind of in the background helping to make some things happen there. Also, pray for us, wisdom and how to expend our energy. 2023 was really tiring for us. Until we got up here on March 1st for furlough, we were almost zombies for the first 2-3 weeks. We're getting our energy back now. I found a little bit more time to rest. But as we get older, we're starting to notice it gets a little bit harder to, to do a few things. So just pray that we would use the energy we have in the most useful way. And finally, we do ask for safety in travel as we're traveling, not only here in furlough, in May we'll be going out through the Ohio, Indiana area making that trek, but then on June 12th we go back to Brazil, and we'll be involving ourselves, getting all geared up for these teams coming, and some traveling, and just wonderful things that God has that you'll be hearing about in our upcoming prayer letters. Once again, we want to encourage you. Know that God has plans to prosper you individually. He has plans to prosper you as a church. He has plans to prosper your ministry in the area here. And as you are a mission-minded church reaching around the world through the different missionaries you support, different projects you're doing, God's got great plans. We can't always imagine everything he's doing, but he's doing it. And we encourage you to keep that path and allow God to realize his plans for you in the most wonderful way. God bless you. Thank you so much for allowing us to speak this morning.
Thank you, Dave and Conce. It was great to hear what God is doing. It was exciting. It reminded me of what Jesus said. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. To see God building his church in Belém and in Brazil and what God's doing there, it just thrills my heart. And when you were sharing about the spiritual grandson of the church, it reminded me when you were speaking of the Apostle Paul, of how Paul went from one place to another establishing the churches, and how the Lord froze those churches, took, and others went from them. And what God is doing, or seeing God at work. And so thank you for sharing, and all of you are a part of that as we continue to give and pray. And knowing that God has plans, and God's plans are good. And So thank you for sharing with us, and it was encouraging. Good to hear what God's doing. So as we close, we have a wonderful story to tell. That's 479, right? 459. A wonderful story to tell to the nations, and that's to all nations. Here where we are, as Jesus gave the commission to make disciples of all nations, beginning in Jerusalem, then Judea, and then the ends of the earth. So starting where we are and taking it to Pennsylvania, to the United States, to Brazil, to wherever. But that story that God loves us through Jesus. Let's close number 459 as we share this story again. And God has tasked all of us with that message. Let's stand together. Dear friends, this morning God is using you as the brothers and sisters meet in Brazil and gather in that church, and as the church is being completed and they're worshiping there, it's because of your faithfulness and your giving and your prayers and your sharing and what God is doing there as well as here. Let us pray. Father, we thank you that you are at work around the world, and we thank you that you are building your church and you are changing lives, and that wonderful story is being told. And we thank you for Dave and Conseil and what you are doing in Brazil, and the church that is going up, and lives that are being changed because of you, because your plans for us are good. Your plans that we come to know you, and we come to experience your love. Lord, as we go from here, we go into the mission field. We go sharing the message of the hope of Christ and the love of the gospel to those, Lord, who you bring into our life this week, maybe through what we say, through what we live, how we treat them. But Lord, may you be seen in us wherever we are this week as we enter your mission field and live for you. Lord, we ask your blessing on our fellowship around the tables and in all that we do this week. Dismiss us with your blessing and peace through Christ in whom we pray. Amen. Dismissed. We'll see you all downstairs as we continue fellowship around the table. Dave and Conse will be back at the table to greet them.